The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence today. And we want to appreciate God for the first two teachings. If you were blessed like I was blessed, shout a big hallelujah. Shout a living hallelujah. I'll be speaking in my own bits on the teaching, benefiting or assessing kingdom advantages. Assessing kingdom advantages. Assessing kingdom advantages. Being in a group, a department, or a church system has benefits. It has advantages. For those on the other side who are in occultic movements and all those things, there are some benefits that they get from it. Some of them, they will promise them riches. Some of them, they will tell them that you'll be protected. Also, being in God's kingdom has some attendant benefits, has some attendant advantages. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, 1 Corinthians 15, 58, the Bible says, be ye steadfast, always unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for ye know that your labor is not in vain. Your labor in the house of God is not a labor that is in vain. There are some advantages. There are some things that you get for working for God. For those who have been privileged to enter my prayer room, my study room, there are a few things there, but there's a particular one that is directly in front of me. With description, Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. I still read it this morning. Early this morning. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor which you have done to the saints, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not an unrighteous God. He will never forget. Man can forget, but God has no capacity to forget. He will definitely pay you. While we're doing pastor's meeting today, we talked about patience, that working with God needs. Working with God needs patience. If you are not patient, you can't work with God. Because I'm coming today of God, it doesn't mean it's coming by 12 midnight today. But He must reward that. The Bible says He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. I pray that nobody here will miss their reward in Jesus' name. I said nobody here will miss their reward in Jesus' name. At the foundation of these advantages is what we call commitment. At the foundation of your being able to position yourself for reward is called commitment. John chapter 9 and verse 4. I must walk the walk of Him that sent me while it is day, for night cometh when no man can walk. Until you are committed, you remain omitted. Your commitment is what enlists you as part of those that God will bless. God doesn't just bless people for just walking or for just being in the church. That commitment must be there. It must be thorough. It must be continuous. It must be consistent. Well, I pray that the spirit of commitment will enter into every one of us in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. One of our former members who left us some time ago and went to one church has left that church too now and just roaming around the street somewhere. Once asked me with the husband, he asked the husband, and he's asking me now, what is it in this work? Why are you so? I just want to ask, because I asked my husband, he couldn't really answer me very well. Why are you so committed to this work? What is it? Why are you so? Until you are committed, heaven cannot respond to giving you the advantages. Today I will show us how to do or assess heaven's advantage. Show us a few points tonight, and then we'll go to a time when we can eat and have some time out. How to assess these advantages? Number one is obey the leaders that God has placed before you. Hebrews 13 and verse 17. Hebrews 13, 17. We must obey them because they must be said, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch over your soul, because they will give an account for your soul. Obey their instructions. Listen to me, friends. There is no small leader. You might be older than your leader, your cell leader, your HOD. You might be richer than them. You might be taller than them. You might be more beautiful than them. It doesn't matter. God saw you there where he placed them as leaders. God saw your plenty anointing, as it were, when he placed them there. Any department you have found yourself, submit yourself to the authority there. They will give an account for their stewardship. This prompts heaven to your advantage. This prompts heaven to your advantage. I remember in those days, while serving in other ministries, when we finished pastor's meeting, you know, some pastors will gather. And he said, what do you think about that thing that Papa just said now? And I always have the same answer. I don't have anything to say. You were all there in the meeting. And you didn't raise your hand to say, sir, can we do it like this? After the meeting, you now say, what do I have to say? I'm very sorry. I don't have anything to say than to concur 100% with what the directive we have been given. I remember in those days when there's meeting, I don't walk into the meeting late, no. If they say, come with your wife, then me and my wife, we're already in the car. 30 minutes before the meeting, we'll be discussing issue. Discussing one thing or the other. Not that the meeting is already on, I now walk into the meeting. No. 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 Obey those that God has placed before you. Obey those that God has set before you. Don't do what they are doing in the world. The system of the church is run by God. It has often been said now, I stand to be corrected and people stand to be corrected, that church is the only thing working in Nigeria now. One of my daughters was speaking to me last night, said that she has missed church so much, I think it was D-Day or so, D-Day Olu, that she has missed church so much that this has to strike. It's so frustrating. But all the messes of churches, they are working. No strike, no water failure, no light failure, no internet failure, labs are not down. Please, don't do what others are doing. shredding the church, shredding the leadership of churches. Obey the leadership of the church, of the system, of the department that God has. Don't say I'm a man and my HOD is a lady. You know, some people are like that. Gender bias. My HOD is a woman. Why will I now, me as a married man, I'm now, you have deleted yourself from those to get benefits. Number two, which is where I will spend most of my time today before I round up. Number two, how to assess kingdom advantage is be a soul winner. Soul winning is your primary assignment as a believer. Soul winning is where you should invest a lot of your prayer and your energy as a believer. Soul winning does not exempt any one of us. In John 4:36, Bible said, he that reapeth is the one that is entitled to wages. He that reapeth receiveth wages. He that is involved in the harvest field is the person that collects wages. Wages means salary, means benefits, means advantages. And one of the things I will say that I'm not very happy with in this church is our attitude to soul. There are people here today now, this year, not one person has been won to Christ through you. Not one, as in just one human being. Not to talk of a family or two families or your colleagues at work or not one person. It can't be that bad. You want to receive wages. You want to receive benefits. The matter of soul winning must be very important to your spirit. The Bible says there is joy in heaven over one soul. Can you imagine? The whole of, you can imagine how big heaven is. People have been going there before our grandfather, grandfather, grandfather. The population is much. He said all heaven is dancing over one soul. Ah! So the matter of soul winning must be taken very seriously. Why must we win souls? That's 2A. Why must we win souls? It authenticates our position as ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. Because we are ambassadors for Christ here. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20. When you win souls, the Bible says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. Who is an ambassador? A representative. Who is an ambassador? Somebody who is representing another major force. You are an ambassador. In your school, you are an ambassador. In your office, you are an ambassador. On your street, you are an ambassador. Everywhere you find yourself, you are an ambassador. 2B, why must we win souls? It is a mandatory assignment. Acts 1 verse 8. It's a mandatory assignment. For ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon thee, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew 16, verse 15 also. So everybody must know that this matter of soul winning is mandatory. I pray for somebody here today, God will give you the grace to win souls. I say, God will give you the grace to win souls. God will make you a soul winner indeed. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The grace to be a soul winner indeed, receive it in the name of Jesus. Many are just marking time in church. The matter of soul winning doesn't matter. It doesn't concern them. just let the pastor preach, let me dance, let me do all I can do, and I'm on my way home straight. But Mark 16:15 says, go ye into all the world. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye, not sit ye, not dance ye, not just write ye. Go ye. Carry your leg and go. Go and speak to somebody. Talk to somebody. Can you imagine if every one of us here was a soul winner? And students not being around will not even be a problem. Everywhere is already filled with souls. See, your blessings are released as you make heaven happy. Your blessings are easily released when you make heaven happy. How do you make heaven happy? You know, heaven doesn't eat shawarma. And heaven doesn't eat gizzard or roasted chicken. All the food they are cooking for us to eat now, heaven doesn't eat it. Heaven wants souls. And as a worker, as a leader, that's one of our primary assignments, to win souls. Somebody is here today, you will become a soul winner. 2C, why we must win souls. It is the way to avoid premature death. John 15 verse 2. John 15 verse 2. Soul winning is the way to avoid premature death. Every branch in me, they are beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that he may bring forth more fruit. Everybody that is a Christian, I will give him long life. Because he's bearing fruits. He's winning souls. He's praying for souls. He's going out for evangelism. He's doing follow-up. I will make sure he doesn't die young. Some years ago, about maybe 2 or 3 years ago, myself and Mama were going for a conference in Lagos. And one of our men here drove us. We had not gone far, just past, we have not even reached Ogumosho here. Devil tried to attack us, the guy just lost control, just started doing like this. Before we know, the car started some assault. We came out on scratch. The driver, myself, my wife came out. I phoned Pastor Moshe immediately. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is what happened. This is where we are. When you are a soul winner, you can't die in a rubbish way. So much of you remember when we traveled to Lagos for something and we're coming back, about 4 of us in the car, you remember? And 2 brand new tires. I bought those brand new tires when we were traveling to Lagos. 4 brand new tires. And it was a new car. I just bought that car at that time. So the guy wanted to press it very well. So I just bowed down to just maybe just read something. Before I just, he wanted to. So he went to, he wanted to overtake. Instead of overtaking here, I wanted to overtake on this side. There were sharp edges. And 2 tires, brand new, just busted on the spot with top speed. Later, Mr. Moshe was telling us, she said, she was just calm. She said, she's not even fear anything. He said, Papa is in this car, nothing can happen to me. That she's not even fear. Because I was looking at her, why is this woman so calm? Very calm. She just. Then later I said, you are in this car. I know that nothing. Let it tumble many times. We are here. Praise the Lord. A soul winner doesn't die like a chicken. This is just 2 or 3 stories. We can tell you many more. Many, many more of face-to-face experience with death. Many. Please, take this issue of soul winning serious. Every opportunity you have to tell about the love of God to somebody, utilize it. And I pray that the benefits of this shall be our portion in Jesus' name. 2D, why we must win souls. This is the gateway to longevity and sound health. Soul winning is the gateway to good health. Exodus 23, 25 and 26. Exodus 23, 25, 26. You shall serve the Lord thy God. He will bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Everyone that is a soul winner is a product, is a person that will always enjoy good health. They won't need to be passing blood onto you up and down. You won't need to be a customer in any pharmacy. Because God needs you fit so that you can be on the field. How many people are ready to do God's work? Now, in this church now, we are looking for people to start churches. In Nigeria, in the United States, United Kingdom, and different parts of this nation. So, how will God now make the few that are ready to serve God? In answer, since they are ready, let me now be making you sick then. No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. The few serving God, he can't push them into untimely death. Nobody here will die in an untimely manner. The benefits of soul winning is for you. They are heaven's gain because they will not go to hellfire. But the ultimate benefit, it comes to you. That's why even when you cannot be on the field physically for one thing or the other, you are engaging in the place of prayer. Because it takes prayer to get souls saved. Souls don't get saved through God speaking grammar. It's a big contention. It's a big contention. I remember many years ago, I had an attack in the night. Somebody appeared to me and said, "What's your problem? Why are you after people's deliverance? Face your life." It was a big fight. Because I was praying at that time for some particular people, for some particular things, very vehemently. I said, "What's your problem? Why are you after people's you have your life? Why don't you just face your life alone and stop focusing on anybody something? You wake up in the night for these people. You wake up in the day for these people. Why are you giving yourself stress?" It's a contention. Devil wants people to just waste their life. Prostitution, Yahoo, drinking banja wee, all kinds. Just don't serve God. It's okay. Be a lukewarm Christian. Just attend church. He doesn't say you don't attend church. But God wants people's hearts saved. He wants their mind saved. Nobody here will waste their Christian adventure. What will it be? Just like the drama we watched yesterday. How will it be at the end of the day? When you get to the gate of heaven, you were holy. 1 Peter 1 verse 16, you were holy. Everybody knows that. Be ye holy for I'm holy. You were holy. But you now get to heaven and say, where are the souls that came through you? You look back. Nobody. Say, now only me carry come. Only me. It's only me. I save myself. I preserve myself. I did not bother myself about anybody. You even look selfish. Somebody worked on you. Somebody prayed for your soul. Somebody traveled so that your spirit will not die. Say, my sons, in whom I traveled, for whom I traveled. Who do you travel for? Nobody here will be a fruitless believer. I say, nobody here will be a fruitless believer. Nobody here will be a fruitless believer. So wake up! Every blessed day, if your heart is after how kingdom of God will go forward. There's no way you will not be blessed. Every day you wake up and you say, today I must be an advantage to the kingdom. I must be a plus. See, don't be too earthly relevant and heavenly useless. Don't be so earthly relevant. You are a professional. You have all the qualifications. The governor knows you. The minister knows you. Metropolitan minister knows you. Everybody knows you. But heaven doesn't know you. Earthly relevant, but heavenly useless. Nobody here will be like that. I say nobody here will be like that. I'm speaking to us on how to assess heaven's advantage. Number three is protect the church and the integrity of the church. Protect your pastors, protect the church and the integrity of the church. Don't be part of those that are bastardizing the church. Don't be part of those that are rubbishing the system, looking for faults. This one didn't stand well. They should have preached on this. They shouldn't have preached on this. They should have. Don't be part of that kind of life. That's a useless life. Protect the church. When you see anything going wrong, find a way at all costs to get it corrected. That's how systems work. Find a way to get it correct. You can't correct something from afar. You have to move closer. I was telling Emmy today, I said, now you are in now, you can see a lot of things that you were not seeing before. Before, when you were, it would look like, ah, man. See, no one would have came out for offering. Kai! It means the church pocket is full today, man. You are in it now. You can see how wonderful it is. Money is just raining like water. May the Lord give us understanding. Protect the church. Protect the church. I love my mom a lot because she's a little old now, and my dad is late, and she has really done a lot for us as children when we were very young, and when we passed through a lot of challenges. But there's something I can never toy with to compare with her, or for her to overstep her boundary in that area. That's the church. She knows. As in, you speak against my father, or you speak against the church system, or you try. It's a no-no. That's happened a few times, and now she knows that. Kai. Because I have deep respect for the church, not because of I'm a pastor. No. I have a deep respect for God and for the church system. Deep honor for God and for the church system. So I can never be part of. That's why in this church you can't see us be on the altar and be robbing, abusing another church. You know, some people, that's their ministry. Their ministry is to be on the altar and be rubbishing one ministry. One minute. Criticism ministry. Protect the integrity of the church. Pray for the church. Look at what is going on now. On the present attacks on churches. It has left, they've left spiritual attack. Now they are now doing physical attack on churches. Yesterday we had to have security everywhere. With guns. Outside, everywhere, back. At least to give people confidence. God is our ultimate security here, but just for us to make our own little preparation. But God is the ultimate preserver. Tomorrow again, if you come here tomorrow, again, you see the same thing everywhere. Because this is a major program.
The church is passing through a lot of challenges. So we must not allow the devil to prevail. If workers and leaders are now the ones that are now adding problem to the problem of the church. No, it's not right. It's not right. We must protect the integrity of the church, so that Christ can meet the church when he returns. As God liveth, this will be part of the churches that Christ will meet on his return. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Number four, I think one of the pastors mentioned this earlier on. Maybe in another way though. Let me see my notes. Yes. In another way, but I'll mention it. Number four is be ready to make sacrifices. Until God's work interrupts your program, you are not yet in service. God's work must interrupt your program. You might have had a plan. This is the way I want to spend my Saturday. But you want benefits from God, you must. There are some people here that they close their shop. They shut down their operation today to be here. It's not every day. It's not every day that this kind of thing happens. So it's no big deal. If the work of God is not making you pay any price, you can't get benefits. So. If the work of God is not making you pay any price, you can't get benefits for doing nothing, for not paying any price. How is it possible? Sometimes as pastors, we are here. In fact, in those days, Pastor Moshe, you remember, sometimes we are here till 6:30. Consistently, I started saying, no. People have to go home to go and spend time with their family. So we started cutting it down to 2:30. Now, between 2:33. But even last week, Saturday, Sunday, we still left here around past 5. Do you think we are here just looking at our handsome faces? Praying, looking at how to walk, how to do things, following people up, doing this, doing that, ensuring that because we are dealing with people's lives. It must not be toyed with. God's work. That's why I appreciate all our pastors' wives and female ministers. Let's give them a round of applause. It takes a lot. And honestly speaking, God bless this ministry a lot. And sometimes I'm just overly grateful to God. All our mothers, right from the first mother to all other mothers in the system, same spirit. A heart to do something for God. Supportive. Do you know they have their own praying day? Apart from Wednesday service, Sunday service, there's a praying day that they all pray online. Everybody's there praying for delivery of women, for blessings for the children, for this and that. They do classes online. Going through books. Oh yeah, you read this book. Everybody read this book. In 1 week, we are going to go to equip themselves on how to serve. What a fulfilling life. They could as well just be enjoying their husband's house, be watching African Magic, or be watching. But these are people whose heart wants to do something for God. If you are serving God and there's no sacrifice, forget it. It is that sacrifice that will make Jehovah to bless you. It's that sacrifice. of waking up, getting here early in the morning. Sanctuary keepers in this church start work by 6 o'clock. 6 a.m. If you are not a serious worker, that's 6 a.m. You put your sleep in final gear 5 to be able to sleep till 7. That you wake up at 7, then around 9 you stroll in. You know, now God has given me more patience than before. You know, in those days I react to a lot of things. When people do something, I will just thank. I'll be on the other hand, I will talk. Now, I will just shake my head. Because while on the altar, you see some workers coming in. As in, the pastor is already preaching. Maybe to 9. What? How do you get benefits from that kind of life? Sacrifice is very, very key. Now listen, every star has scars. Every star. If you are going to be a star in this kingdom, you must have scars. And that scar is the scar of sacrifice. Wake up early to be in church. You are part of the workers' meeting. Our pastor sometimes on Saturday we have breakthrough encounter. After that we go for evangelism. Then evening time again, they go for self-fellowship. From self-fellowship, sometimes they will be driving around monitoring the cells, going from house to house. God bless you. How's your cell? God bless you. This cell is blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, God bless you. I'm going to another cell. From there, they come for pastor's prayer. From pastor's prayer, they drive long distance back home. Get home, eat, start praying again. Jesus, save souls tomorrow. Bless them. Oh God, let nobody go back with sickness tomorrow. And you say they will not be blessed. They must be blessed. In your own little way, pay the price. In your own little way, pay the price. I was telling the pastors in our meeting today, you know, that the other way he said something. He said, in those days when they were much younger, when they do night vigils, workers, leaders, old people then, in Redeem, they will release them around 2 to 30. They will go home. Young men. I think he was in his 30s or early 40s then. They will remove their shirt and start their own prayer from that 2:33 till 6 a.m. As in, they have to remove because the sweat will be so much. So they remove their shirt. No ladies there. They release the ladies to go home or to go and sleep somewhere or to do their own prayer somewhere. But the guys, what do we see now? Guys, while message, you wouldn't be surprised, some people might be pressing phone as I'm talking now. A guy will be pressing phone. Sacrifice. The scar must be there. If there's no pain in the service, there will be no gain. There's a connection between the pain and the gain. Don't envy the successful. Just find out what they do. Normal fasting in this church is Wednesday. Our own fasting starts from Tuesday. Normal fasting. Every Wednesday, we fast. Normal fasting for pastors and prayer team from Tuesday. And sometimes, after that Wednesday, it has to proceed. Just for the people to be blessed. In your own little way, pay your own price. In your own little way, do what you are supposed to do. Then you will attract heaven's attention. Somebody is blessed in the name of Jesus. Number 5, way to attract heaven's advantages. Be active in service. Don't be in and out. Don't serve in January and go on leave in February. Don't serve in February and March and go on leave in April. Don't do that. One of our pastors mentioned it that some people, small thing, they'll say, I'm leaving that church. What you left that church for, when you get to another church, you'll meet times 10 of it there. What you left, the issue you left that church, when you get to another church, you will miss times 10 there. Because except it's not human beings you are going to meet there.
If it's human beings, ah. So be active in service. Have a forgiving heart. Have a forgiving heart. Have a forgiving mind. It's very important. You know, one of the beauty of being a pastor is that you have to teach the same thing over and over again. It's painful sometimes, but it's one of the things very tough in being a pastor. Teaching the same thing over and over and over and over again. This thing, this is the way to do it. This is the way to do it. This is the way you keep. Be active. Being active in service, being involved in the things of God and things that advance His kingdom. It can be physical, it can be financial, it can be spiritual. Do you know that there are workers here that have been here for many years? You can never see their name on tithe record. Yeah? And they are workers. For this program, on diesel alone, like how much was estimated? 400,000 diesel for this program. That's where the money goes. It's not going to the resident pastor's pocket. It's not going to the resident pastor's pocket. It's for the day-to-day running of the church. This church now, as it is now, if 10 million land this church now, honestly speaking, 24 hours. Because there are so many projects. As I sat down at the back there, I was calling different HODs on different things. Some TVs have to be replaced. We need more air conditioners. The children's church we just built, by God's grace, is already full. Over full self is worrying it. We just finished it. The children's church that was just built is full up. We have to expand it. Also, the children's church HOD said we need teen church. Because we have teenagers and we have to start giving them their own class of teaching. So we have to build a teenager's church now. Normally, this generator, there's a time which would have used it and changed it. You want to buy it now? How much? 19 million. Between 18 and 19 million. This generator we are using outside now. Not the white one, the yellow one. And if we are going to buy a generator now, we can't buy that KV because we have expanded the church, so we need to get something higher. So we are talking of 20, 22 million. So if you are not faithful, how do you want the church system to run? We are running our houses, running our businesses, but the little that should come to God, we pocket it again. It's not good. We must be faithful. We must be faithful. It is the one you give me that is for me. It's not the one you drop inside the offering basket. The one you say, this is for you. That is the one for me. And that one is a choice. I was telling them recently about something that happened. Somebody gave me 100,000 naira. And instantly, we change it to mint. We use it as a seed also. Instantly. Not go come. A lot of things that people give me a lot of times, it goes back to people. 95% of the time. Because there's so many people that is in need. There's so much need in the church and everywhere. It's not a consumption system. We are not in a consumption system that what are we going to acquire? And let them come and give us something. No. It has never been like that. So please do your part. Be active in service. Number 6, stay revived and fervent. Sometimes I begin to wonder, are you revived at all? How many of us have heard me ask that question? Sometimes when we are praying, I say, are you revived? Have you heard me say that question before? I ask because sometimes I always wonder, as a worker, if you were a worker last year and you're a worker today, by between last year and today, you should have developed. Work on yourself. Spend more time on the word.
Do personal vigils. Stretch yourself. Before I enter university, I've been doing 3 days marathon fast. Before university, I've been doing 3 days marathon fast. It wasn't easy. It was not easy at all, but we've started it. Remain fervent. Worker that doesn't come for vigil. Worker doesn't come for night vigil once a month. Why? Worker, out of 4 weeks of workers meeting, a prayer in the morning, is there only once, and that once is going to come late. No. Something is wrong. Your spiritual life is dying. So wake up. Life is not only about makeup and fine shirt. Fan the fire of your spirit, man. I noticed something about this man that just left. I saw the video that he posted online when he came. He had his earpiece on, listening to maybe music, Christian music, or the word. He had his right from the plane. He did one inside the plane. It was on his neck. He took it short. He learned, here I come. When he landed, it was on his ears. That's what keeps you fervent. I can bet it with you, many workers here cannot boast of just 5 of my messages. I can bet it with you. Many workers here, that if you check their phone now, you cannot find 5, just 5. If I have 1,000 of Bishop Edeko's messages, it's an understatement. If I tell you I have 1,000, it's an understatement. I'm just being conservative. And there's no book he has written that I have not bought, including the new series that's as big as this. The pity I didn't bring my bag today. There's a new set called Legacy Series. Legacy Series is a compilation of all the books on different topics. Supernatural, praise, prayer, word, Holy Spirit, different areas. They are as big as this. Each one. There are 10 of them. I have all the books that are inside. I still bought all the 10 at the same time. I initially got 9 or so. They now said 1 was not available. So I waited for 1 week. I sent somebody there. They said it's not available. 2 weeks. 3 weeks. Eventually, it must be available. Fan the fire of your spirit. Fan the fire of your spirit. Work on your spirit, man. Work on your spirit, but develop yourself. Invest into yourself. We are going to read another book tomorrow now. You will see what will happen. Somebody cannot sacrifice his 1 week social, what do you call that? Data. This week, I subscribe my data. I need this spiritual material. And then 18 chapters or so, 18 or 19 chapters, now be digesting little by little until something enters you. Please invest into your. Nobody will invest into you more than you can invest into yourself. Nobody will invest into you more than you can invest into yourself. Stay revived. Stay fervent. So that your spiritual life can continue to grow. And I pray that as we do this, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I have a lot more to say, but I want to stop by 6 exactly so that we can eat. And then we can be on our way home. Quickly, I want to speak on some general issues before we take questions. General issues. Number one, one of our pastors also already mentioned it. Let's learn to walk in love. Every church where love thrives, the Holy Spirit is available there. I think it was Pastor Queda was mentioning that somebody needs transport fare. Let's be there. For the first time in the history of our church, somebody in our church here said, I want to be helping with people that have problems with school fees payment in the Praiseway Academy. This is my... I want to assist anybody that their school fees has problem. Maybe they did not pay or they did not... I want to... This is what I want. That's love. It doesn't have to be much. And the person did not see me physically. The person just went to the person in charge, collected the school account number, and paid the money into the school account straight. I've not had direct contact with the person. How will we ever not respond to that kind of person? So the management team just informed me that somebody has paid also amount in the school to assist those that have less privilege. That's how to live a good life. So when they called me, I was praying. But later on, I now called back. What's the issue? They said, so I said, that's how others should live their life. Let's walk in love. Let's walk in love. I've often told you, if you live for your wife and your children alone, you have not started life. You live for your wife and your husband alone, you have not started life. You live for them, you live for others. You live a life of love. Number two is be a good example as a worker. Be a good example as a worker. In words, in thoughts, in deed, in dressing, in punctuality, in evangelism. Don't be the ones that are fighting the HOD. Don't be the ones fighting HOD. Don't be the ones fighting the pastorate. Don't be the ones, working against the system. No. Be a good example. Number three. Don't just work for God. Walk with God. Don't just work for God. W-O-R-K. Walk with God. Working for God is carrying fan, cleaning the fan, that's working for God. Working with God means have a personal Christian life where you sit down to study the Bible. Where you wake up to pray. That's a personal Christian life. Where you read books, where you have jotters, where you meditate with the Holy Spirit. I remember in those days, one of the reasons why, there are many reasons why I love my wife, but one of the major reasons why I said this woman I will marry, I used to watch her in those days, the way she prays. And that thing is still haunting now. Most of the time in the morning, you will meet her on the floor in one corner. Most of the morning, you'll be in one corner on the floor. I used to see a young lady praying like this. That's a personal Christian life. She has no need. She doesn't need car. She doesn't need house. She doesn't need money. She doesn't need children. She doesn't need husband. She doesn't need... Praying continuously. You'll be hearing people's names. Oh God, this lady, Jesus, let her get married. Jesus, oh God, this particular person. But as a pastor Christian life, it's not a God, you don't do it for me, man. I'm already packing my bag gradually to leave the church. So that's not how to live a good life. A personal life of sacrifice to God. That was why when we wanted to get married, and she said, let's still wait for it. I said, no. I can't wait for it. Because I couldn't risk it. If I now go and risk it, and then God now changes his mind that day. I said, no. But today, what do we have? The focus of most young people now is distorted. They don't have any focus for life. So wake up. walk with God. One day, one of our fathers in the faith, who has been with our father for over 40 years, Bishop David Abioye, he said, every page in my Bible has a mark. My brain just went hot. Every said, there is no page in my Bible that I've not marked. He said, take my Bible and check. I've read every page. Fire entered me. I said, yea, a man like me with blood in his vein has read the Bible every page. What kid will feel like me, Shibai? I was on fire. Every page. That's walking with God. As from today, that grace will enter into you and I. I said that grace will enter into you and I afresh. Where we will walk with God on a daily basis. Say a louder amen. We are introducing workers' meeting from tomorrow. Okay? So that we can teach and then we can pray. Tomorrow is 8 a.m. but from next week is 7:30. We'll pray for 10 minutes. We'll listen to the word. Okay? And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Also, carry your family along. Wives, don't be leaving your husband at home. Women, Pastor, much people have sort of said when you want to collect something from your husband, there's something you do. There are some behavior you behave and he will do it. If you want your husband to come to church Saturday, make sure that he's very, very happy. Don't leave your children at home. Carry your family along. Carry your neighbors along to church. This is very, very important. Also, advertise the church on your social media. Advertise the church on your social media. Very, very important. Tomorrow's program now, the design, is it ours, Pastor? For tomorrow. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving service. I heard it's also Father's Day tomorrow. So, all those things. Let everything be on the social media. There are some churches, the way they celebrate their church. Many of our members here don't do that. I know that for me, as a privileged servant in this church, I'm a little conservative. So a lot of people too pick that conservativeness. But not conservative that you will not celebrate the church or announce programs. It's very, very important. It's very, very, very important. That's one of my mentors. They were advertising one program this week, which is picture everything. So I now went back to check. I saw it wasn't even the one that preached in the program. It was not even the one that, it was one of the pastors that preached the program. But they were just publicizing the program. They are midweek service this week. They meet with the midweek service. It's on Thursdays. Let's learn to celebrate the church. Let the devil be angry that church, no man. Celebrate. Stop. Just stop advertising in Milokon. That's not your business. Milokon up and down. You're updating in Milokon up and down. That's not your business. Get your PVC. Once you get your PVC, on the day of something, we know what will happen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Well, time is fast spent. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Do we have questions? Do we have questions? Questions? I don't know how is the food serving going to be done? Welfare? Okay, the food is ready. Once I'm done. Okay. Please don't allow food to stain. You know, this is Saturday night. Don't allow food to stain the chairs. Let's be I would have even preferred if you could do it outside, but I don't know how we are going to do it, that there won't be full nylon on the floor, a widow on the chair and all that. I don't know. People doesn't want to ask questions, it's to move straight to the item 7. So let's move. Let's rise up on our feet and thank God and appreciate Him. Let's give Him praise. Let's thank Him. Let's bless His holy name. Let's exalt Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the praise. Father, we thank You. Father, we bless You. Father, we appreciate You.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.